Hey there, beautiful teachers. Have you heard about our Teacher Turbo Boost event? It's coming up this July 20th and 21st. Really excited for this. That's a weekend, so Saturday and Sunday. And you can now get a ticket to come in person to Cincinnati, Ohio, or to view online if you prefer with a virtual ticket. Visit teacherturboboost.com to learn more. Hello, lovely teachers. Today's episode is a little bit different. You may have noticed the lack of intro, for example. So this is actually episode 300. I can hardly believe we've made it to 300. I mean, I can, because I keep putting the episodes out there every week. But at the same time, I can't believe it's been that long. That's what I actually am flabbergasted by. 300 episodes is a long time, if you really think about it. We do 50 episodes a year, so it's pretty easy to do that maths. Now, since it is episode 300, I wanted to do something a little bit different. But we've had a few milestones now, and thinking of something a little bit different gave me some... I had to pause for thought, I guess. But I got thinking about one of my favourite podcast formats to listen to, which has happened on a few shows that I listen to, generally on special occasions like this or kind of randomly. And that is a week in the life kind of shows. So I think this is really fun to listen to. We'll see whether you like it. It's a one-off, so we'll be going back to other stuff from next week. Actually, some insight, from next week we're doing a special interview series. So it won't be business as usual, but it will be more teaching content from next week. However, we're going to do this week in the life thing this week. And so today is the start of my week. On a Tuesday. I picked out this week especially and marked it on my calendar a long time ago that I was going to do episode 300 this week. So this is actually the second week in May, basically. So it's a few weeks ago as you're listening to this. However, I picked out this week because it was a more standard week, I guess. Next week will be the week leading up to my recital. And so we have a completely different schedule that week. This is the only week in the year that we do group lessons for everyone instead of private lessons or buddy lessons or anything else, right? Everyone except our adult students has group lessons next week. So that's not really a good snapshot of how my week looks. Now, my weeks are not in any way typical from week to week, but this is as average a one as I could get. And so that's why I've gone for this one. So yeah, it's 2 weeks until our recital, pretty much just under 2 weeks as I'm recording this. And by the time you listen, it will have already happened. So it's Tuesday, as I mentioned. For me, that's the start of my week. One thing you may have heard me mention before is that I gradually worked my way up to a 2-day weekend. Shock horror for a teacher, I know. So I actually have Mondays and Sundays, Sunday and Monday, off, and that's my weekend. And then I start my teaching week and my work week in general on Tuesday. I very much used to work 7 days a week, not always teaching. I usually had Sunday off from teaching, unless I had a special event. But I would work anyway, and I've gotten a lot stricter with myself in the last few years that I have to take those 2 days off as much as possible, unless I'm like traveling for work, and then I may end up working those days. It's the start of my week, and what has happened? It's now 8:12 a.m. I'm about to shock some of you who aren't morning people, but today I woke up even earlier than usual. I'm going to try and be, I'm not going to say honest because it's not like I'm not usually honest, but direct on this podcast, let's say. So I woke up at around 5:30 today. 6 is more usual. Again, this may appall some of you, but I went straight to my desk because that's what I do on a working day. I prefer to get some work done and then take breaks and do different things throughout the day. But I like to straight away just get a whole bunch of stuff done. So I went and grabbed a coffee. This will be the same story every day that I record this week. Went and grabbed a coffee and got to my desk, which is in my studio where I'm standing here now in the garden. So it's like an office. This isn't where I teach. This is just an office space. I call it a studio because it's kind of a recording studio at this stage. And it used to be a studio in a different sense when I made wedding dresses. So it's got a big pattern cutting table in it. So I got to my desk. I quickly realized that my mouse had no battery, and so I couldn't work for the first while this morning. It stays charged for a long time, so I don't always think of charging it. But anyway, I couldn't do anything on my computer, so I plugged it in and got on my phone and started checking emails. And it was actually delightful today because over my weekend, which is again Sunday and Monday, although this week I only worked a tiny bit on Saturday morning because it was a bank holiday weekend, so I tried to take a bit of Saturday off as well to give myself the effect of a bank holiday weekend. It was really shocking when I opened my email and I think there were maybe 6, 7, 8, something like that. Sometimes I'll come in on a Tuesday morning because other people work on a Monday, right? I've got 20, 30 emails to get through. So that is pretty wonderful. Now, that's not the only place I receive messages from people. By far, it is not. I'll generally have more messages in other places than I will in email these days, and I've planned it that way. So email is only external stuff. All the stuff that I do with Team VMT is through our Slack. Then customer messages are through a different app called Intercom. So that's not really the only inbox I have, but at least that was a good start. I got through those. When my computer was ready, I got through the rest of my messages because that's usually the first thing I do every day because I don't want people waiting on me. If you've ever waited on an email from me, I'm sorry. I'm not perfect with this, but I do my best. So I promise not to give you this much detail on my morning in future days in this week, but I do get questions about that. And I know I get nosy and curious about this kind of stuff too. So I'm just going to explain how it works on a usual morning. So after I'd finished my coffee, I went, got a hot water with lemon, which is another thing that I have every morning in one of my big massive cups. If you've ever seen me on a live stream or something, you'll know my cups are not normal size. Cups, mugs, whatever you want to call them. They are not a normal size. Most of them are pretty much as big as my face. So I went and got my hot water and continued my work, finished off the messages, and then got to work on the main thing I'm doing today, which is a challenge. So this is really fun because you can actually, by the time you're listening to this, you could sign up for this challenge. It's happening in August, but I'm encouraging people to sign up nice and early. So it's a free challenge. Anyone can take part in it. And it's happening for all of the month of August, but it's not going to be overwhelming because of the way that it is. So it's an anti-procrastination challenge, I'm calling it. Basically, every day in August, every working day, so weekday, not my weekdays, which includes Saturday, but regular people's weekdays, Monday to Friday, every day I'm going to be sending you a prompt for something that most teachers tend to put off or procrastinate about. Not every one of these will be relevant to you. That's why I think it's going to be perfectly fine that it's a full month. And I think it's going to be really fun, despite the fact that it's about things we don't want to do. I think doing it together as a community is going to help us get through them. I designed this to be in August because for most of us, that's around the start of our school year. So for me, it's the lead up to the start of our academic year. But in a lot of parts of the US, I know you start in August, or even some of you start at the end of July, which is amazing. So it's either your last month off before you start teaching again, or it's the start of your year. Either way, it's good timing. If you are on the other side of the world, if you are in the Southern Hemisphere, you are absolutely welcome to take part. And I hope the timing works out for you anyway. They're all perennial tasks that we need to do as studio owners. None of it's going to be specific to the start of the academic year. So you absolutely can take part as well. This challenge is called Ate That Frog. I know some of you are cringing. I know some of you are really confused. So let me explain. There is a book called Eat That Frog. It's, I think, the most popular productivity type book of all time, as far as I know. It's a bestseller. It's been around for quite a while now, I think. It's a short little book. We're not reading it in this challenge or doing a book club or anything like that, although you're welcome to read it. The premise, though, Eat That Frog, is to get one gross or disgusting thing or thing you don't want to do done every day. So the imaginary eating of the frog, the thing you just have to do for some reason. I have no idea why you'd have to eat a frog. But anyway, the thing you just have to do and get it over with, and then you feel good for the rest of the day. So each of these daily challenges is something like that. And I called it Eight That Frog because it's the number eight because it's August. Now are you cringing? Maybe. Anyway, that's my sense of humor. And even if it's not yours, I hope you'll come along for the challenge. You don't need to enjoy. It's not even a pun, is it? Wordplay? You don't need to enjoy it to take part in the challenge. I promise I won't throw too many puns into the actual challenges themselves. So I wanted to give you a bit of information on that and encourage you to join. By the way, you can do so at vibrantmusicteaching.com/8TF. So that's the number eight, letter TF. 8TF. You can sign up there. Today, though, you're kind of getting a snapshot of what led us there, because today I'm working on it. So I came up with this idea last week. Some things are more spur of the moment for me. I came up with it last week and started planning, and I asked the team for, and on Instagram actually, for some of your things that you put off. The good news is everything everyone suggested was already on my list, which is good news because it meant I was on the right track. So I have a full list of ideas for these challenges. This morning, I set up the challenge registration page and all of that stuff and the email system, all that fun techie stuff. And now the rest of today, I'm going to get some work done on the actual challenge content. So the actual writing of the emails that will go out to people once they've signed up, and the recording of videos, probably not today, to be honest. We'll see how we go with that. I might do some of them today, maybe. One of my commitments for this year, which you may have heard if you listened to the Three Changes special that we actually, so myself, Christina Whitlock and Tim Topham swapped podcasts for a week. So mine wasn't actually on this show. It was on a different show, Christina's. If you listen to that, which I'm sure you listen to Christina's show because she's fantastic, that's Beyond Measure podcast. I shared that one of my changes was taking it a bit more easy, I guess is the way you could put it, directly before the teacher meeting, which happens on Tuesday. So every Tuesday I meet with the other teachers here at Colourful Keys. We talk about their students and do some training things and stuff like that. So it's kind of a planning and training meeting. And I was finding that because Tuesday is the start of my work week, I would let myself get really frantic doing things, you know, like you often do on a Monday, maybe. I was kind of, not burnt out, but kind of not in the best frame of mind for that teacher meeting. Didn't have my full patience and understanding and thoughtfulness. And so this year I've done a much better job of not doing too much on a Tuesday, taking a break directly before the teacher meeting to make sure I'm fully fresh and ready to be the best mentor to them that I can be. So yeah, I had been thinking this morning before I jumped on here that maybe I would start recording those videos today. But now I'm thinking, no, you probably shouldn't do that. I think I will do some of the writing and then I might get to do the videos then tomorrow. So you can hear about that tomorrow. But what is in store for the rest of the day? So I will do some writing for that, catch the team up on the plans and system and everything we need to put in place for that challenge so that everyone's supported and has a great time during it. That'll be probably it for the morning, because also every morning I go for a walk with my husband and my dog, Tofu. So we'll be going to the park here in a little bit, probably around 9:30 or so in about an hour. Then I need to take my break before the meeting. And the meeting then is early today because we're also practicing our trio for our upcoming recital. So my meeting with them starts at 12:30 and will be finished around 2:30. And then I'll have teaching from 3. So I have 3 students here. I get in my car and go to the one family that I still teach at their home, who I've taught since before I stopped doing that. And I really don't mind going over there, so I haven't attempted to, you know, stop going to their house. And they've been with me since it was pretty usual for me to go to a lot of students' homes. I head over there about 4:30. I teach 2 students over there. And then I drive back home. I get home around 7. And then it's, you know, dinner, chill, do some crochet, go to bed, basically. So that's what's in store for the rest of the day. I'm going to wrap this day entry in this sort of journal, as it were. I'm going to wrap it up here. I will catch you up tomorrow if something's different from what I've said in my plans, which I'm sure it will because something will come up, I will let you know. And otherwise, I'm going to check in each day this week. So I'll see you tomorrow. Well, hello again. It is Wednesday now, which is day two of the working week and this little week in the life for me. Today, I wasn't in as energetic a mood in the morning, so I just want to be upfront about that so you can see that everyone has ups and downs in their productivity or their mood. I wasn't in a bad mood or anything, I just woke up with a little bit of a headache and so had a little bit of a slower start to the day. I still came to my desk and did my messages and my usual routine, but I didn't get through as much. And I have learned through, I guess, age and wisdom to just be okay with that. It's, you get used to your own normal patterns, right? And I'm pretty good at tuning into how I actually am that day. If I feel like you just don't have that much energy today, then I won't push myself to do very much because I know that my tendency is to, in the past, push myself too far, not to any kind of destructive point, but I'm not much of a procrastinator despite the challenge we're running in August. I'm not someone who needs to really use willpower and push myself to do things that much. I more tend to stick with things until I tell myself, no, you have to stop and take a break now. So yeah, just a little bit of a slower start to the day. I did manage to get all the Instagram posts scheduled for Ate That Frog. So that's exciting that they're all ready to go. That included taking the photos and things like that. So faffing around with different images and then getting them all scheduled out across the month of August, which is great. There's still lots of other stuff to schedule for the challenge. And I have the videos to do and stuff, but at least one big item is done, which is great. And then after that, we went for a walk as usual. I didn't mention yesterday and I've skipped over it today again. There's also yoga and breakfast somewhere in that usual morning routine. They both managed to fit in. But yeah, then I went for a walk and we went to a different park. We have two parks near us. One is slightly closer. We normally go there. And one is just a tiny bit further away in the other direction. So we went to the other one, as it were, today. Just had a lovely walk. Came back home and I decided to help with my headache somewhat. I would do some exercise. Most of my exercise, for those out there who like to do home workouts like me, I'm not a big gym person. I've been parts of gyms and gone in the past, but it's not what I prefer. I really just prefer home workouts. So I do a lot of Pilates and bar. I do yoga every day. That's kind of a different category for me. And like strength training, different cardio things, stuff like that. I have two main people for workouts. The one I use most of all is called Coach Kel. So her website is Fit by Coach Kel, and that's like a paid thing, but she does have some YouTube videos as well. Today I opted for my other favorite that I don't do as often anymore, and that's Kit Rich, who's on YouTube. So Kit, K-I-T, Rich, like rich, not poor. Anyway, so I went with one of her more classic Pilates ones, and it did help with the headache a little bit, which is great. Had a shower, changed into teaching clothes. I don't know if every other teacher is like this. I think a lot of you are probably like me, where you actually have two outfits every day, pre-teaching and then teaching clothes. That's just what I'm like. So yeah, changed into my teaching clothes and I'm going to go grab lunch soon when I'm done chatting with you. And then it'll be pretty much almost time to start teaching because I start a little bit earlier on a Wednesday. It's my earliest starting day. So yeah, and then I'll be teaching all the way through. I have an interesting collection of students today. I have a transfer student who is like 15 and had some quite good experience really in the past. One of the transfers who come to you and you're like, oh, your technique's actually quite good and all of these things, there's things I can help you with, but we're on a good path. So that's wonderful. I feel like we don't talk about transfer students like that enough. Maybe it's because I don't often get them, but it is a lovely surprise when I do. And then I have a very long-term student of mine who's studying for their grade 8 exam. So very intense. Lots of discussions of practice techniques and how to get through, you know, how to motivate yourselves for long practice sessions and stuff like that. And then I have a couple of other students who are more like early intermediate level at the end of the day, both of whom are also studying for an exam. That's unusual for me, but I have three exam students today. So exam lessons are just a bit more, I'm going to say intense, They're not more focused or more structured because I do those things with all my students, but there's less variety because you are preparing for these specific exam items. So it's very focused on these specific things. Yeah, they're good in their own way. I think preparing for exams can give students a good boost, but it's very much a different thing than lessons where we have time to improvise and explore a little bit more, move through pieces faster because they're at the easier level, that kind of stuff. So that's pretty much going to be my day today. Before teaching, I'm hoping to fit in a little bit of work on the book cover for my book that I'm hoping to release. I'm hoping for August, but we'll see whether I manage that with everything that's going on. And the Teacher Turbo Boost, we're running this July in Cincinnati, and I'm traveling quite a bit. I'm traveling to Melbourne before that for the APPC conference. So yeah, there's quite a bit going on, but I am still hoping because the book is written, but there's a lot of stages that happen after a book is written. Writing a book is not really just about writing the book. I've written quite a few now and there's a lot more to it. So yeah, I'm hoping to get the cover done, or not done today, but some more work on it, which is basically involves, it's the creative process, right? So it's going to be a lot of trying a sort of concept for it and then going, oh, this is rubbish, throwing it away. I'm not chastising myself for it. That's just the way it goes. That's how these kind of projects go. Yeah, hoping to get a little bit more of that done, but probably we'll just have a few more versions that I've thrown in the bin. We'll see. Do my teaching and that'll be it for today. So I'll come back and check in with you again tomorrow. Well, hey again. It's Thursday now, which is the middle of my working week. I'm having a fabulous day so far. It's been, well, first of all, the sun is out, which is always a wonderful feeling. It's actually warm enough. When we went out for a walk, I had like a shirt, slightly heavier shirt on, by which I mean button-up shirt. I don't call t-shirts shirts. So I had two layers on, and I actually think I would have been fine in a t-shirt, which is amazing. So it's absolutely gorgeous, and Tofu loves it as well. He always looks up at us with such glee when it's sunny on the walk, as if to say, yeah, this, make it like this every day. I'm like, I can't control this, but I'm glad you're enjoying it. Anyway, it's been a great day so far. I've done some editing. Basically, I did a full read through and another edit of my upcoming book, which is Zero to Studio, is what it's called. I don't think I've said that on here yet. So yeah, it's Zero to Studio. I'm hoping we'll bring it out in August, as I've said. But I did another run through and edit, and now it'll go back to the lovely Carmen on my team, who's going to do a proofread, a more detailed proofread. Then after that, it'll go into the design software. At the moment, it's in Google Docs. It'll go into the design software and I'll do all the formatting, and then we'll do another proofread, and then it'll go to the other team member to do another proofread. And no, I do not have a cover yet. I did a little bit on the cover yesterday, came up with several new concepts. None of them panned out, so I'll keep working away at that. Honestly, I don't get discouraged by this process. It doesn't bother me to throw out idea after idea. I know that's part of how things work. So yeah, but the main reason this feels like an extra good day is actually nothing to do with work. My husband, a few months ago, got accepted to become an Irish citizen, long process of applying and everything. And he had a citizenship ceremony a few months ago. And we kind of thought, so you do the ceremony and then they say, okay, we'll post you your certificate so that you can apply for your passport. I assumed that wouldn't take very long. I mean, we waited years for the actual citizenship and the naturalization ceremony. But we both kind of thought, yeah, the certificate, they just mean they'll post it directly after. No, it's taken several months. So we were starting to think he's not going to have his passport before we travel this summer. But it looks like he will, because the certificate finally came today. So we were absolutely thrilled. And we immediately started the passport application process. So on our walk today, instead of going to the park like we normally do, we went to the photo booth in our local shopping centre. You can take your own photo for the Irish passport system, but I have found it impossible to get it accepted. And I don't think it's worth the heartache. So I advised him, let's just go to the photo booth, pay the €9, and then they guarantee it gets accepted when you give them the code from the photo booth. So that's what we did.
Now he's doing other steps for the passport application and we'll get that sent off, which means he should be travelling for the first time as an Irish citizen this summer. So we're thrilled about that. Nothing to do with teaching or business, but just wanted to share it with you. The other fun thing today is that plans are firming up for, I have a little trip to meet a couple of ladies who I'm in a business mastermind group Zoom meeting thing with. We've never met in person. They're in the US, different parts of the US. And we meet every month. We've met every month for quite a while now. We know each other pretty well, but we've never met in person. And they're both going to be in the UK. So I'm traveling over to the UK and we're going to meet up and do an in-person mastermind day. And I'm just really excited about that. And we're making plans and stuff over email because that's next month as I'm recording this. So lots of exciting things happening. And I wanted to mention that mastermind thing. It's not necessarily relevant to your teaching life in some ways, but it actually is because it's something I talk about a lot for teachers is for us as teachers, is it that it's so important to have teacher friends, have people you can talk to, go to conferences, go to things in person or online sessions and meet other teachers and talk to them and have the chats and also get input on your business. If you, like me, have some other aspect of your business, like these two ladies both run memberships, that's what we have in common. They're in completely different industries, but they both have the same type of business that I do on the other side of things. If you have something else like that, then try to find friends who also do that because it really makes such a difference to have, I guess, for a solo business owner, something that feels like a colleague. Because even if you have employees like I do, or a wonderful team like I do, they're not at your level. Not that you're looking down on them, but I just mean they're not doing the same role as you. You're the owner of the business. And that's a completely different thing. And there's different considerations and perspectives that come with that. So I'm really looking forward to meeting those ladies in person. I can't wait. And I'm also getting to see my friend who lives over in the UK as well, who I'll be staying with. So it's doubly fun. And I'm really excited about that. And the sunshine is putting everything in a rosy light, which is wonderful. Later on today, I have our YouTube show because it's a Thursday. And today I have to do quite a bit of prep. So for the YouTube show, I always do at least some prep. I take some notes, I write some bullet points. Sometimes it's a topic that very much is already in my head and I kind of know what I want to say, but I lay out some notes. I do keep things loose. I'm not someone who writes a script or something for YouTube videos and definitely not for lives because I do want that vibe that we're chatting together. And yes, maybe it means sometimes I'm saying ums and ahs, but I think the people that show up to the live show, that's what they want. And that's the experience we have together. It's more authentic that way. I do always take some kind of notes, but not always super detailed. Today, I have to do a bit more research for my notes because I push myself to talk about a topic that I have been meaning to cover on some level for a while, but always kind of put off. I've never even written on our content plan. Not that I'm that reluctant to do it, but I've always been like, oh no, let's just talk about this instead and kind of put it off, put it to the side. But I think it's really important because it's a reality that I haven't seen basically anyone else talk about. I've seen comments about it here or there. And there's a lot of judgment that sometimes comes with that, but I haven't seen anyone address it head on. So that's what I'm attempting to do today and we'll see how it goes. The people who come along to the show are always lovely, but we'll see. Yeah, what today's show brings. You'll be able to look back on it by the time this podcast goes out. The topic is about when students cry in lessons. It's a difficult one to talk about in general, but it's also maybe easier and harder both at the same time for me to talk about because that was me. I was the kid who cried in lessons. That might give me some insights into what you should do, but it doesn't necessarily make me an authority on it. So I do want to do a lot more research in the next few hours before the show to make sure I get some different perspectives and can present it. But I'll definitely be presenting it from a, this is what I've learned, let's discuss, let's open up this conversation kind of perspective, because I don't know everything. As with most things, as with most people, I don't know everything about most things. It's about sometimes just shining light on things that I feel are not discussed enough or openly enough. I hope it'll be a good one. I hope it's needed as I feel it is. I definitely think it's worth putting it out there. And hopefully, we usually don't, but always at the very back of my mind is the possibility that on YouTube you can get nasty people showing up. So hopefully we won't have any of that and we'll just have our usual lovely teachers there. So that's later on today. I have my show prepping until then pretty much. And then I have the show. I've already done the edits on the book. I may fit in some more practice of my melodic minor scales to get ready for the videos I have to do of them. And then I have some teaching later on after my show. Yeah, just a normal teaching day for me. This is my slightly later start, which is why I do the show on Thursdays. I start at 4 today, so it's 4 to 7. It's pretty straightforward. They're all students. I mean, every student is kind of unique and interesting and also straightforward to me because, you know, when you get a certain amount of experience, no student is a big drain on your resources in a way that some students can be in your beginning years of teaching, I think. Anyway, that's a topic for another day. So I'm going to wrap it up here for Thursday. Do the show later. I'll let you know tomorrow how it goes. I hope you're having a fabulous week while you listen to this. Well, good afternoon. It's Friday now, about 1:30-ish. So most of my day is done. Most of my non-teaching day is done. And I'm just hopping into the office here to chat with you and catch you all up. So today is another stunning sunny day here in Dublin, which always puts one in a good mood, doesn't it? Well, not always, but it does help. So yeah, having a wonderful day. It's actually been quite a productive day. This morning I got our emails set up for next week. I always do that on a Friday, and some membership type stuff that happens every Friday kind of for the following week. So got all that done this morning. And then I actually took a sneaky little break before I did my yoga and put together a pattern for a jumpsuit that I'm hoping to make this weekend in my other life, my sewing hobby life. Normal morning, went for a walk in the lovely sunshine and all that good stuff. And got my workout in. Today was a fusion day, which is probably the most intense type of workout. Yeah, it's sort of a HIIT style, which stands for high intensity interval training, if you're not familiar. Anyway, this is not a workout podcast, but yeah, that's what I did. Work-wise, I managed to complete an article, which I'd started yesterday, or had worked on yesterday, half right, and I'm hoping to finish after I record this, another article. So these two are both actually lead ups, as it were, to presentations that I'm working on when it makes sense. Not always, not for every presentation, but for some presentations that I'm preparing to put together for the first time, putting together the slides and the whole thing, I will often write an article as kind of the first step or one of the first step, as writing just helps me think through everything and structure things with headings and all that kind of stuff and gives me a different perspective. And then I go into the spoken medium, which is what it's actually going to be in, and the visual presentation and everything. And I find it generally gives me different angles to look at something when I'm preparing for something like this. So those are both presentations which I'm giving at the Teacher Turbo Boost in Cincinnati, which is happening on July 20th and 21st. If you haven't signed up yet, you can do so at vibrantmusicteaching.com/turbo24. That's the numbers 24, so turbo24. So yeah, worked on those two articles, which is great. Making progress there, and also worked a little bit on the slides side by side with that kind of hopping back and forth as my brain, just to keep my brain moving in different ways, I guess. When you get frustrated with one, you jump to the other and back and forth. And then I recorded a whole bunch of scale videos. So I finally sat down and did it. Unfortunately, there was an issue with several of the tracks, about 12 of them, I think, out of the 72. So I did record about 60, I think. And then the others, I have to get our backing track editor to rejig them. Just a little error there, no big deal. But I'll have to wait till next week probably because, you know, he won't get to that message until and get a chance to fix them until probably early next week. In a way, that's kind of good news. I choose to see it that way because then it's off my plate again. I don't have to do any more scale videos tomorrow. It does mean I'll have to paint my nails the same color again next week, but That's not such a big deal, is it? So yeah, this batch of scale videos weren't too bad. I have this thing. It's not even a voice in the back of my head. It's like a feeling. When it comes to melodic minors, there's this tiny little bit of dread left over from when I was doing exams and always never knew the melodic minors as well as I knew all my other scales and arpeggios and everything. It was always my weak point. And it's definitely not. I can play them fine, but there's always this little feeling going, oh, you're going to mess up loads of these. And I didn't mess up any. Like, what am I talking about? But it's so funny, these things that we hang on to. So this is actually one of the easiest batches to record, honestly, because this is a 4-octave set, which means that the speeds are a bit quicker because we're expecting students to be able to go reasonably quick, even at the slowest track. That's great because recording the slow ones is painful. Even the quicker ones are still relatively slow at the beginning, so they are tedious, but they're not as tedious as doing the 1-octave ones. And just, oh my gosh, the slow speed feels like it's taking forever to complete the scale. But, you know, I think it's worth it. This scale project, it's called Scale Sync, and the other one's Arpeggio Sync, the two of them side by side. It's been definitely a labor of love. And I'm not sure everyone understands why I'm doing it. Maybe some of you listening to this are like, yeah, it doesn't seem worth it to me. But to me, it does. So I soldier on because I want there to be videos and backing tracks for all of the scales our students could need to do or we could want them to do so that we're making it as easy and as interactive and interesting for them to practice the scales as possible. So that's the goal. So we keep going on. After this set, I think I'm going to the 3 octaves because we went 1, 2, and this is like all 4 types of scales and 2 arpeggio types. We went 1, 2, and then this set has been formula patterns or for the melodic minors, 4 octaves. And now we're going back down and doing the 3 because I wanted to get the 4 done and out there. So yeah, after we do the 3 octaves and a few things we have to fill in there, such as contrary motions and chromatic scales, with those two kind of sets to do, we're getting there. The end is in sight. It's definitely not this year. I started this project, by the way, in 2021, so it has been a while. But, you know, we dripped them out over time. It's just, I mean, literally thousands of these videos I've done at this stage. So we keep going with it. One of the features we're bringing to Vivid Practice, hopefully for a release in August. Vivid Practice is our practice app, if you're not familiar. One of the features we're bringing in is the ability for us admins, meaning me and Nicole, to create assignments, full assignments, that can then be imported directly with like a couple of clicks into a teacher's account. One of those things will definitely be scale, so we'll be making extra use of some of my scale videos and stuff like that at that point as well. I said yesterday that I would catch you up with how the show went. I think it was a good one. I still think that's a topic that we need to keep unpacking. And we had some good discussion going in the chat, which was great. I think there'll probably still be some teachers out there who are afraid to put their hand up and say, yep, I have a student who gets tearful in lessons, or I've had this happen to me or whatever, because we think it's our fault, but it's definitely not. So if you want to share that video or watch it yourself, I shared it. It's on YouTube, so it stays there. The replay, you can just look on our YouTube channel, which is Colourful Keys. Now, what's in store for the rest of today? So it's Friday, as I've already said. I start teaching today at 3:30. And I haven't had any meetings or anything like that today. So it's been very free, and that's how I've gotten a lot of stuff done today. So I'm about to go get ready for teaching, put some stuff together, make sure everything's put away and all that good stuff. Yeah, relax a little bit maybe before teaching in the sunshine, in the garden, and then start teaching. I have a few students today. It's not my busiest day. It's about a normal day for me, but I do finish slightly earlier on a Friday at 6:30. So that's always a nice feeling. And basically this week with all students is about two things. It's about getting ready for our concert, if they're playing in the concert, so doing performance run-throughs and all that good stuff. Also, most of them for my students this week are finishing off their compositions. It's just been about the finishing touches for those, making sure they're happy with them, getting them to put in dynamics and a tempo mark and decide what the title's going to be and all that good stuff. So yeah, that's what's in store for my teaching again today. I did have one issue in my teaching yesterday, which is that I had a no-show student. And I normally don't see that as an issue. They, you know, it's not like they haven't paid for the lesson or anything like that. It's not a big deal. And these things happen. And especially this time of year, there's more student absences in general because of sports and forgetfulness and various things going on. However, this student also was not there last week. And the week before that, several weeks ago now, they didn't know their piece very well for the recital. So I have had to shoot their parent an email and say, hey, we missed so-and-so yesterday. Can you make sure that they watch the piece video? Yeah, look, it is what it is. I've learned over my many years of teaching to just let these things go because they're either going to be ready and they are fully capable of learning that piece by themselves. It is a rote piece. They have a video for it. We've gone through it. There's nothing difficult in it for them. They just hadn't memorized it that thoroughly yet, last time I saw them. So they're able to do it. If they get to the concert and end up playing something that is not what's actually written on the page, well, so what? That's honestly my opinion because there's nothing else I can do from here. So yeah, that was just a little snafu I wanted to mention to you. But this is our second last day in this little week in the life. I'm going to record one more entry into this mini journal tomorrow, which is my end of my teaching week, Saturday. So I will see you then. Well, hello there. Happy Saturday, even though it might not be Saturday for you at all when you're listening to this. So this is the final day in our little week in a life. It is 3:30 p.m. obviously, not a.m. It's 3:30 in the afternoon. I have finished teaching. So I finished teaching on Saturdays just before 3, like 20 to 3. I normally, as I did today, get some exercise in straight away after that, before I kind of completely clock out. Sometimes I have leftover VMT or studio work that I have to do after I stop teaching, but most of the time, pretty much wrap up and immediately leave my teaching room, get away from the computer. And today, it is sunny again, so I got to do my exercise outside and I've just finished that, so I'm feeling great. It's not often that I can actually exercise outside here in Ireland, so I take the opportunities when I can to get some extra vitamin D in. But I do think the neighbours, maybe if they look out their back windows, find it a bit funny because it's me and Tofu, my dog, hanging out in the garden and he's literally the entire time insisting that I throw his ball, and most of the time I can't because I have weights in my hand or I'm doing something balancing. I can't take his ball. Every so often I can throw it for him, so it's kind of probably looks pretty comedic, I think. So there's a fun visual for you today. Anyway, teaching was good today. I had my first two students of the day are relatively young, and one of them next week will be his first concert, and the other one it will be his second concert, but he's even younger than the first one. So both of them, in today's lesson, we concluded that I would actually go up to the piano with them for the concert. One of them just wants me to sit there beside him so that he feels more confident and knows that I'll help if he forgets where he's supposed to go or something like that. They're both playing memorized pieces. And the second one wants me to play his piece in unison with him because he just feels more comfortable with that, even though he knows it. So I'm happy to do that. That's just kind of how I view concerts. And I guess I'm giving you permission that if you ever feel like, oh, I have to make them do it on their own, or I have to make it look a certain way, whatever thing is in your mind. No, you don't. I mean, you can if that's what you want to do in your studio. But for me, it's all about celebrating our students. And if they feel happier with me sitting there, or their teacher, if it's not me, sitting there beside them, then that's what we're gonna do because we're teaching children, right? Anyway, that was the conclusion from the first two lessons of the day. The rest of the day, they were more confident with the original concert plan. So they're all set and feeling good about the concert next week, which is great. So yeah, I'm gonna clock off. This is the end of my week. I hope you have enjoyed this little week in the life and it wasn't too mundane. As I said, I tried to pick a fairly normal week on purpose so that there wasn't anything too crazy going on. So I can kind of get a feel for, I mean, I have different work, obviously, on the non-teaching side of things, My workday varies quite a lot, not in structure, but in what I'm doing. There's no typical week for that. But yeah, I hope it gave you a sense of what life is like in a little way. And maybe it was fun and something a little bit different. In the coming weeks here, as an extra sort of continuation of the celebration of hitting 300, we're going to be doing an interview series this whole summer. So I've got the next, I think it's 12 weeks, 11 or 12 weeks lined up, full of wonderful interviews for you with some of my favorite teachers on the planet. Some you know and some you may not know because they're maybe outside of the usual realm of piano teachers and what piano teachers listen to and other podcasters and stuff. So I hope you're going to enjoy that series. I hope you had fun with this little week in the life. And if you have a moment, I would love to hear this week, what is your favorite episode or a favorite episode? If your top favorite is too much pressure, a favorite episode out of the 300 episodes of the Vibrant Music Teaching podcast that we've done so far. Let me know one that stands out to you or one that made an impact on your teaching. I would really appreciate it. And I don't ask often enough, so I'll ask here. If you could please, if you haven't already, leave us a rating and a review wherever you're listening to the show. We really appreciate it. And I love reading them. I read all of them. And it really means a lot when people... you hear from people on the other side, because the YouTube thing and even the blog, there's a lot more commenting and back and forth with that. But the podcast, I really just put it out there. And then when I see people in person, they usually, I mean, people will mention, oh, love listening to this episode, or I changed this because of that episode. And that's amazing. But otherwise, I don't hear from you a lot. So please let me know favorite episodes. And yeah, maybe leave us a rating and review. I will see you back here next week, but for an interview show. See you then.
Don't forget to go grab your Teacher Turbo Boost ticket at teacherturboboost.com.